Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 14, 2017. In today's news, Kone Vietnam announces an expansion, renovation of a notable UK tunnel with inclined lifts is near completion, a pair of towers is planned for Jersey City, and a yacht lift specialist is celebrating an anniversary.
Kone subsidiary Kone Vietnam LLC has expanded and renovated its corporate office in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, with plans to open additional offices in other parts of the country in the near future. Kone CEO and President Henrik Ehrnrooth visited Vietnam for the first time for the occasion, which saw the site adding a designated customer call center to accommodate its expanding installation and maintenance business. Executive Vice President of Kone Asia Pacific, Axel Berkling, also attended. Kone also has an office in Hanoi and plans to open one in Da Nang by the end of 2017.
After numerous delays since 2013, renovation of the UK's Tyne pedestrian and cyclist tunnels under the Tyne River is expected to be complete in spring 2018, the Sunderland Echo reports. The tunnel opened in 1951 and is famous for having Europe's longest wooden escalators. The renovation involves two of the historic escalators being preserved for display and two being replaced by inclined lifts, which are being installed by Italy's Maspero Elevatori. Tyne and Wear Integrated Transport Authority Project Director Paul Fenwick previously said, quote, "Inclined lifts are rare in Britain, and we expect them to become something of an attraction in themselves," end quote.
14 Florence Street Corporation has won approval to build 57 and 59-story towers near the Holland Tunnel at 560-580 Marin Boulevard in Jersey City, New Jersey, Jersey Digs reports. Renderings show slender, shimmery silver towers that will contain 750 residential units and 240,000 square feet of non-residential space. Approximately 1,100 parking spaces are also planned. There are concerns about traffic and lack of green space, but should the towers be built, they will be the tallest on the Jersey City waterfront. They would take the place of a brick industrial building and further the area's transition from industrial to residential commercial.
Netherlands-based yacht elevator specialist Lift Emotion BV is celebrating 10 years in 2017, Super Yacht Times reports. To date, it has delivered approximately 350 ship elevators as well as bespoke systems for private residences in France, Switzerland, and the U.S. Current projects include a custom system for a new theater in California and elevators for yachts in the Netherlands, Germany, Turkey, Australia, and the U.S. Notable recent successes include delivery of the first of two 2-1 high-speed hydraulic inverter-driven elevators for two new Lindblad National Geographic exploration vessels. At the Monaco Yacht Show on September the 27th through 30th, Lift Emotion plans to introduce its new spiral elevator concept being developed with yacht designer Christian Like.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.